morning, Patriots. Round two. And today, I know this is going to be a big disappointment. You're not going to get Federalist Paper number 62 today. Nope, not going to do it. Too much going on. We're going to do it tomorrow. Because this morning, I'm on a roll. I got warmed up the first hour. Now we're going to start dropping some heavy Moabs. That's what we're going to do. And then you get it tomorrow, too, again. Oh, I guess it's not going to be tomorrow. You're going to have to wait till Monday. You're like, what's happening, Bards? Well, it's what happens in this war. We have to adapt to the fight. You've got to have yourself mentally ready. And I'm going to tell you exactly how to do that first thing in the morning. Get your my slippers on. That's how you're going to do it. Get some my slippers. Sleep on a my pillow. Sleep in some my sheets. And sleep on a my comforter. I'm serious. You'd think I was like Mr. Domestic these days. Seriously. Like, here we go. What's going to be your favorite thing to do? You go in there like, I know that I can be completely rejuvenated with 3 hours of sleep. How can I possibly do that? Because I'm sleeping on a my pillow. That's how I can do that. You sleep for 3 hours. You feel like you've been there for 8. Magic stuff. I don't know what's going on. So, of course, we love Mike Lindell. We love Mike Lindell. We love everything he's about. We love his story. We love his patriotism. We love his love for God and Christ. And he has a beautiful company. And there we have it. So, we are going to support him. And how are we going to do that? With the amazing discount code, BARDS. It's a promo code, BARDS, B-A-R-D-S, B-A-R-D-S. You're going to go over there to MyPillow and you're going to type that in and just like instantaneous, watch all the savings happen right before your very eyes. 40% off, just like that. Or you can call 800-975-2939, 800-975-2939. And it's a special Bards FM number for you to call in on just for us. When they ask you, like, where did you hear about us? You'll be like, huh? Are you kidding me? I'm calling in on the Bards FM special 800 number, and you're asking me where you found out about you? On the greatest podcast on the entire globe that's in 120 countries, that's growing like crazy, that's raising the sword of truth every single day. That's how I found out about you. Bards is my promo code. And then they like, wow, holy cow. Okay, hang on a second here. Alert the sales staff. Quick, drop those discounts on you hard. It's like, exactly, that's what I want to hear. All right, Patriots. So let's get on over and support Mike Lindell. Awesome guy, great CEO, great company, great products. And yes, I use them. Yes, I'm happy to use them. I believe in them. My feet are happy in the slippers. My head is happy on the pillow. It's all good, right? So MyPillow.com or 800-975-2939. Use the Bards promo code and you are going to be happy, happy, happy. Be like a new, it's like the Warriors tools. It's a Warriors tool chest over there to prep yourself for the next day of battle, which is good. So it's interesting when we start looking at what's going on here. I always find these correlations more than a little coincidental. Of course, we can say there's no coincidences, and yet we continue to see them. Some of you may remember that there was a franchise, a television series franchise called V, which is a science fiction story that was created by the writer, producer, and director Kenneth Johnson. It was centered on a genocidal invading alien race known as the Visitors, hence V. and they were reptilian humanoids. They were all disguised as human beings, and they were walking around amongst us, and they were invading us, lizard heads. Their whole goal was to take over the earth, and then the story was built on the human reaction to this, including the resistance group attempting to stop them, while others collaborated with the aliens for power and personal wealth. It sounds just like Washington, D.C. What do you know? I think I saw that movie. I saw that movie a whole bunch of times. It was led by Nancy Pelosi with the penguin, Nadler. Have you ever seen that, by the way? Have you ever gone over and looked at Nadler and compared him to the Danny DeVito penguin in Batman? And you're like, I'm looking at twins. Those two are twins. And then if you really want to get freaked out, take a look at Adam Schiff, little shit, and go back and look at, and I'm serious about this, go look at Sumerian statues, idols, so Sumerian idols, and you're going to be stunned. Look at the eyes. There's a statue in the Sumerian work that is exactly like Adam Schiff. Did I say that? I didn't mean to slip that out there, really. Yes, I did. You know I did. Little turd. We haven't seen him for a while. I wonder if he got turned into, like, Gitmo Burgers or something. Today, special today, Gitmo Burgers. Man, I'll tell you. So anyway, back to this V thing. So we've got V franchise, right? So V is the alien race. Then we've got the other movie, V for Vendetta. If you remember that movie. And that was where the whole Anonymous mask came in. So we've got two Vs competing. And now we have this. It's just interesting to watch how this stuff evolves. So what is the latest? V is for vaccine. Which I find this to be very interesting when we think about it. When you think about the V thing, you start with, we've got one that's on the enemy side, which is all about the lizard heads, and you got the other on the people side, which is all about Anonymous movement taking back the world, both proclaiming V, and now the fight is centered around V, the vaccine. We have the collaborators, and we have the resistance, all fighting to keep the V out of our life. The invasion is V. The invasion is this injection. We've got our willful mass of sheep out here that are taking the injection, turning themselves into, what are they turning themselves into? Into lizard heads. There's this thing out here. And I mean, scripturally, it's probably I should be doing this. Like, please be welcoming to those that make the mistake. No, I'm not going to be welcoming to those that make the mistake right now. I want to hear accountability first. Yeah, I'm going to be open arms when someone says, yeah, I screwed up, man. I'll be like, all right, let's talk about what we can do and pray together to help you. But no accountability where you're pointing the finger. The one that gets me the most is this, and it is being done by people, even Christians who take the doggone vaccine. They're accepting this idea that they now get privilege. Well, because you didn't take it, I'm sorry, but I now get to wear a bracelet, or I get to have a COVID pass, or I'm not going to have to wear my mask anymore because I took the injection. It's like, you'll be wearing a mask. You'll be wearing a ventilator by the time this is over because you're going to be in the hospital or dying. And that's what I started to touch on last hour, which was pretty powerful. I don't have the details. I just, other than what Dr. Tenpenny sent me. So the piece that she sent me was from the SAGE, which is the top modeling agency in the department in the United Kingdom. And as I mentioned in the previous show, they're modeling out 60 to 70% of the people that take both shots will be hospitalized or dead. Time frame is unknown on this. And I'll have to read through this. I haven't had a chance to go into detail over this document, but this is tracking pretty aggressive elimination of the human genome. Of anybody that took the human population is going to see a big drop if this is true. We can't have a society, in the true sense of our founding fathers, we cannot have a society where people are not engaged and using reason. We were given an amazing gift as a country. It's a blessed country. And this country is a country that is built on the free will and choice of who leads us. I literally just read this comment. Bards, are we all going to die? Clarify. I just said the injection. If you took the injection, 60 to 70% chance you're going to be dead. Okay, so there. So if you're stupid enough to take the injection, you just shorten your life by 60 to 70% chance of being on the dead or hospitalization list. If you didn't take the injection, we're going to get into today, then you're going to have a happy life, though you're going to have to work your tail off, and you're going to have to keep yourself healthy, and you're going to have to take accountability for your temple. And we don't have a time frame. We think the time frame is the fall. So who's ever asking those questions, quit freaking out. Life is about to change. I'm going to get really focused and serious here for a minute. If you've had your head up your butt, walking around here thinking this is going to be a jolly little walk in the park, it's time to wake up. Humanity's making a death choice right now. We're on a walk of death. The people that are out here taking this injection are being trapped into something that is going to ultimately destroy a good portion of those people taking the injection. What the timeline is, it has been said from the beginning. Their clock is ticking the minute it puts it in their body. Some are dying immediately, within 24 hours to 48 hours. Others are dying within weeks. Others are dying, will die in the fall when they get reintroduced to the COVID strain. What is the COVID strain? It is flu. It's nothing more than the damn flu. Others will survive the fall and suffer through pain. They will go be hospitalized for reactions as their immune system no longer functions normally. They'll go into an autoimmune storm within their body. The body will fight itself. Organs will fail. Some people will peter out in about 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. But every study shows that by the end of 10 years, almost everybody that has taken the shot will be dead. That's what we're faced with. It's not about if this thing was designed. This thing was designed to destroy humanity. And the retards out here that are taking this thing, walking blindly, trying to claim that it's all good because it's going to save me from what? Once you've got it in you, it is a time bomb. It is an armed IED. And you don't know what the trigger is. And here's the best part about this IED. It can be triggered remotely because 5G is one of the initiators of the device. If you're going to get wrapped up in all of the pain that's coming, you're going to get swept up and you're going to lose this fight. You have got to separate your emotions from your faith. This is going to be a time right now where the classic words of the Irish Prime Minister, never will so much be asked by so few, by so many. Each one of us is being called to the line. Each one of us is here for this time and this reason. Each one of us is here in this time to stand boldly with God, to be that light, that anchor, to be the spiritual guides to help people find their salvation back. Hopefully we can provide some healing and some solace. But healing and all of that is only going to begin when the people that took this thing start ending up in a place where they can accept accountability and ask for the return to God. That is their choice, not yours to force upon them, nor a burden that you can carry. And when people start to collapse with all this, oh, I'm so worried about the world, you didn't make that choice. They made the choice. Get your head into this fight. Unfortunately, we're going to be sweeping up the pieces. And that's a true statement, because idiocy seems to be running rampant these days across the world. Fear is not just a liar. It's an agent that causes brain damage beyond a measurable amount. One of the problems that I proclaim is a problem in Christian faith, and it comes from the churches, because it's this whole thing of saving everybody. You can point people in the direction. You cannot save souls. That's not your job. That's God's job. When we get onto these evangelistic pulpits of trying to save the world, what you're really doing most of the time is you're enacting out or acting out the role of the church of trying to recruit its body members so it can get a bigger offering plate. Where we are right now is to be strong and to be that foundation for the world, to guide that world to the proper place of where it needs to be. And that, for some, is going to sound very arrogant, as if we know. No, we don't know. What we do know is God's guiding us. God knows. But we also know there's some basic rules on how we're going to have to live in order to get through this. One is to love our neighbor. Two is to take care of one another that are in need. And three is to tend to those that have no voice. Give voice to those that are the innocent. We are going to walk that path of Christ. And in so doing, we're going to be that those people that can help make the bridge to heal. But you can't heal, and it never happened. It never has happened. The people are going to heal unless they had the acceptance of Christ in their heart through Christ to the Father. People have lived in a myth that the institution of medicine would save them. And right now they're taking an injection, we'll see, as if it's going to save their soul. There's a consequence to that. Fear and anxiety are the key tools of this weapon system. They're powerful tools. They are part of what is the instrument of driving people to make a blind decision. It is also part of what allows the body's weakness protection mechanisms to be reduced, because your energy and your frequencies get depressed under fear and anxiety. And however that happens, it allows a greater access to the nanotech that gets injected in you for it to feed and grow. This weapon system is designed on several levels. The first level being that they pollute our entire world with aluminum and other junk that they spray in, that we ingest. It's in our food. It's in everything. And they start the children out with, 13 injections now that are give the children high levels of aluminum in their body. By the way, it's an interesting point to map out if you want to look at an interesting stat. Start looking at when Alzheimer's cases begin to spike. Early on, Alzheimer's was the problem of Alzheimer's was pointed to as aluminum. So people started getting rid of aluminum pans, not realizing the aluminum was in the air. So we've got aerial spraying for whatever reason, which people refer to as chemtrails or other things. It's real. It's been admitted to by the government. That gets in your body. Then they've launched this genetically modified COVID strain, which has something in it. They don't know exactly what's in it. They do know, because no one even has a sample of it. What they do know is it exists. They do know that it's very transmissible, has a high level of transmissibility, very low level of lethality. But they chose the COVID strain because the COVID is easily transmissible and it's easy to manipulate. It's a carrier. If you listen to the interview with Dr. Lee Merritt, it's like it's the missile. It's the carrier of the weapon system. Ironically, it doesn't appear to mutate. So we're out here in this world where there's something that we're all going to have in us. Okay, so you've got the aluminum and other junk that they're putting into the atmosphere. Then we're going through this next phase where they put something into the air where they say 85 or 90% of the globe will have been exposed to this Wuhan special coming out of the deep state labs funded by Fauci, Gates, and the Chinese Communist Party, and let's not forget our other special fingers in that one, the Jesuits and the Vatican. So when you get those two things in, you've now got two component parts of your weapon system. You now need another part of your weapon system, which is fear. You have to have fear. Because fear in this place is when it reduces your frequency. And it reduces your vibrations and it reduces your protection around your energy. And then comes the binder. The binder is the injection. It's what arms the weapon system. Through fear, people make a blind decision. They walk out here and they, oh, I'm going to die. Yeah, no kidding. We're all going to die. It's one of the things that drives me crazy the most is hearing this nonsense about how I'm going to die. It's like, yeah, no kidding. Everybody that's born on the face of this earth is going to die. It's a guarantee. You're born naked, you're going out naked. You're not bringing anything with you when you go. But there's one guarantee when you're born, and it is you are going to die. It's just the way it is. So on the way, you might want to put Christ in your heart, and then you know you've got the right ticket out of here. So this weapon system then has to be, what's the arming mechanism for this weapon system? We've got our three stages so far. With fear, there's also the driving place of, it's the emotions within the brain. Fear modifies your brain chemistry. It's a very important component here because it changes the way you see the world under intense fear and anxiety. The body is flooded with adrenaline. And with adrenaline, you have a fight or flight response. It gives you all sorts of energy and focus in the moment. It narrows the way you see things. It literally narrows your optical plane of view so that you see very much what's in front of you with high levels of clarity. It's how we survive. It's built within us. Then as that kicks in, you get the dopamine effect. Dopamine is one of the most addictive substances known to man. And dopamine floods the body, which then gives a certain calm and a rational way of working through that intense situation, which allows you to make a decision based on short-term reads, short-term effects. So you're not worried about the long-term consequence. You're looking at the clearest path out of somewhere or the way to defeat an enemy. Literally, it's fight or flight. And what you'll hear stories about people, it happens all the time, in, whether it's a fight, whether it's a, an emotional situation, whether it's a combat situation, where it's as if the world slows down. That's the dopamine kicking in. It brings in such a way that we can see with hyper clarity and have hyper clear thinking. Fear is the key here, because in getting this high anxieties and fear and this back and forth with wearing a mask, don't wearing a mask, oh, it's going to come and get you, it's not going to come and get you, it's lurking out there. I mean, the dumbest crap in the world. And unfortunately, people aren't using reason, they're using emotion, because they're not taking time to really dig in to understand the science, and they don't want to. They're turning to the news, they're turning to their leaders, and they're saying, guide me, take me, lead me. I don't want to have to think for myself. Well, there's a consequence to that. Once you get into that place, then you bring in the catalyst, the piece that binds it all. What is it? It's the injection. And the injection connects all those pieces that are in you, the fear, and all of that injects you with, from what we can tell, nanotech, which is based on that DARPA hydrogel. It injects an mRNA strand, which is a artificially man-made strain of RNA that is programmable. No one knows how this thing is programmed, but they know it goes into you. To highlight that point, every single vaccine that has been tested using mRNA, every single animal in the labs that was given mRNA showed an initial sign of improvement. And when re-exposed to the same virus, died. Every single one of them died. It's never been used on humans before for that reason. But somehow, thanks to this hyper push driven by the emotional insanity of this public that demanded a vaccine, that had to have a vaccine because, oh my goodness, it wouldn't work good enough if we had sunlight or light therapies or other alternative therapies, and the media's complicit in this, in trying to hide the cures, the treatments like hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, and vitamin D. Those are three critical ones, by the way. So with all of this, you end up in a situation where the weapon is now armed. You have the mRNA that goes in. It develops a spike protein. That protein now is alien to the kind of the way your body works, but it's now at the cellular level. One of the things about the spike protein is it also has the ability to penetrate the blood-brain barrier, which is a protective mechanism to protect the brain. And it turns that into Swiss cheese. And you've got the nanotech flowing through you. And the nanotech now can grow rapidly because your frequencies have been lowered and access to your core energy is there for them to feed on. Now, think about that for a minute. We are an energy machine. The nanotech becomes a parasite and it grows and it will eventually, over time, the idea is to transition people from where they are. This is the first step. To being transhuman, which means enough of these shots, enough of the people that survive these shots. And what happens is your organs are literally written over and become nanotech, which means you become an artificial being. That is the idea of transhumanism, that over time, and the time span is not that much. People don't get this. If you start this plan now, you start doing the injections, they will move you from being a biological to a hybrid in 3 to 4 years, as long as you take their shots. That's how close we are. And those that have taken the shots, they're already on that pathway. This is why I say they are no longer human the minute you take the shots, like it or not. Those that have taken the shots are no longer of us. They've now stepped out of that walk of being human. The PRC tests are false. Everything has been created to create a false positive. 90% error in the PRC test. They were never designed for this. They were designed to create a false positive and used that way for the sole purpose of giving the media fuel to fan the flames. PCR. Giving the media fuel to fan the flames of fear. That's all they're used for. They're a worthless test used to control people and to control your mind. The mask is a complete clown show, all designed for based on a Luciferian ritual of submission. That the longer people wear them, the more willfully they are to comply. It's a proven fact. It's a part of MKUltra training. Getting people to wash their hands creates a certain measure of anxiety and paranoia, which now creates a constant state of fear. And people will do anything to get out of the constant state of fear for fear that they're going to get some microbial thing underneath their nail that's going to crawl up their arm and into their ear or something and bury into their brain and give them a parasite and kill them at night or some ridiculous envision people do. Everything has been engineered on this rollout to create, to break the will of humanity, to MK Ultra this entire society. So what can you do? Five things. Number one is prayer and your relationship with God. That is not a pulpit speech. That is a truth. And it's not a truth in the sense of, well, there is a truth in the sense of faith, but there is a bigger truth to this, that when you pray, you modify your frequency, you elevate your frequency and your vibration, and you increase your energy core. That is a number one issue right there. And tying that into your connection through Christ is a healing component that we cannot scientifically prove, but it proves itself true through everyone in faith knows. It also gives you an unbelievable strength, which in true sense of Ephesians 6:10-18 is about protecting yourself in the armor sense, which is this fight that they're trying to wage on your brain. Number two, immune system boosting has to happen. What does that look like? Eat well, get rid of processed foods. You need to take supplements. Supplements are important. And they're the sort of things that help you overall health. You need to boost your vitamin D. That's a big one. Boost your vitamin C. Get zinc into your system. That's another big one. If you can nebulize, nebulizing is a good thing about 3 days a week. Nebulizing for about 15 minutes with a 7-to-1 solution. One part hydrogen peroxide, 3% solution with 7 parts of saline, 1 drop of iodine. That's what appears to be very good. It's good for your chest. It's good for your nose. It's good for a lot of things. Of course, these are all my opinions. I'm not a doctor. I don't wear a white coat. I didn't sleep at a Holiday Inn Express last night. And these are just ideas that I have that may help you. They aren't recommendations that you should necessarily follow because we wouldn't want anybody in the FTC to think that I'm trying to suggest that you might get yourself healthy. In addition to the nebulizer, you should try to take ivermectin. It's a good idea, I think, to probably take ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, the two nasty names in the media. Ivermectin and are alternated once a week, and hydroxychloroquine. So say Monday 1 week is ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine is the next week, next Monday, and you alternate them. What all this creates is what the doctors refer to as a prophylactic. It creates a protection for you. To the best of their knowledge, this is working true. Now, what I'm listing out here is critical because you're going to hear, and there are stories out here of people that are getting sick following the regime of just the immunoboosting. I'm going through five steps. All five of these steps have to get in your life. And from what we can tell, and I'm talking to Dr. Tenpenny, I'm talking to others, it has to be all five. You don't get to choose one. Well, I don't want to pray. Well, tough. Get on your knees and pray. Get used to it. It's part of your new life. Other people are using colloidal silver as a nose rinse, which is not a bad idea either. One of the big things that I can say is when you're out exposed with people, get back. Colloidal silver and nebulizing is probably a good idea after you get exposed to these injected types that are transmitting something we don't really know. Could be a spike protein, could also be nanotech. Then we go into the health piece of physical. You need to have a physical fitness program going. Doesn't have to be Olympiad level, but you need to be walking. You need to be exercising every day. Every day. Taking care of your temple. And get that handled. So that is a critical piece. Number four is music. Listening to music that's 432 hertz and singing and creating music of your own. Very important parts. Two parts to that. Listening and receiving music. 432 hertz is recommended. And singing. I don't care if you have a good voice or not. That's not the point. You're not going for an opera contest. You're not trying to get on American Idol. Part of this is right out of scripture. It's singing praise in him. It's getting the vibrations of God, the frequency of God moving through you. So sing, listen to music, and create music. If you aren't a musician, become one. Learn how to play something. It's not like you're going to go for a concert. Take the initiative to start learning. It does many, many things for you. It expands your left brain, right brain association. It provides a calming sense. It's a challenge to do so. It expands your cognitive functions. And it has a resonating healing effect across your whole body. It doesn't matter what you choose to play. You can choose to play a bongo. You can choose to play a tambourine. But take it seriously. Don't just like walk around like, you know, a three-year-old playing his kazoo. Get a focus and learn to play an instrument. You can play guitar, piano, oboe, cello, violin, piano. I already said piano. Said it twice. So find an instrument that you want to play and take some dedication. 30 minutes a day. 30 minutes a day. Give yourself that time. Make time. It's important. And our fifth element is the frequencies of color. You need to expose yourself to the frequencies of color. Part of this whole lockdown was to keep you away from nature, to keep you away from the vibrance of the colors in the world. Get outside, see color. Put color in your home. Don't just have bland, dark walls. Get some color exposed to you. We have a tendency of all of us wanting to wear gray. It's kind of the dismal breakdown, the mental side again. It's all part of the programming. See color. Put flowers in your home. Go out and do some gardening. Get into the park. See color. Let your body experience the frequencies of color. It's extremely healing. When you put all these things in place, you have a pretty good health level right there. But do not take that damn vax. We are dealing with a level of corruption right now and deceit in our systems that is beyond anything anybody ever imagined possible. It makes me wonder sometimes if these people are even human, the way that they work. There are so many of them. They bred like rats. And the breeding is at a, it's a deep spiritual bankruptcy. These people are, have no compassion or empathy for what they do. They are consumed with one of two things, their own power or their own personal gain. They are psychopaths that are running this world. Literally, they were dealing with a world of psychopaths. They will wipe out two-thirds of humanity and not blink an eye. They don't care. At this point, then, you need to follow what you choose to do. You can take any of that those ideas I just threw at you, and you can use them. I would recommend all five of them. I think that they will give you the greatest resistance to disease in general. But we are dealing with psychopaths. And with that, they are on a full tilt to try to destroy and enslave as much humanity as they possibly can. Our role has to continually be to stand, that hold that line and not fall into the trap and the pit of the darkness. And to keep ourselves healthy. And part of that is not to get worked up. We don't know timelines on this. We just know that the clock is ticking. All that said, all this could pass with a blessing of God. Very honest. God can heal all things. But I'm not in a place doing that. I'm not on my knees going, God, please fix this, please fix this. Because ultimately, there is a place of accountability. People are making choices right now. Whether blindly or not, they are making choices. And they are letting fear run their life. And if there's one consistent theme in Scripture, it is fear not. And that's the one number one thing you've got to get out of your head is fear, anxiety and fear. And that includes when's it going to happen? What's going to happen? If you've taken this injection, you're on a clock. Your weapon system has been armed. The detonator is anywhere from 5G to your own biology. No one knows exactly what's going to happen. They have some pretty good ideas. So if you've taken the injection, I would start this whole process with those five steps. And that number one step is the most important because you've got to get yourself back into a spiritual alignment with God. And in doing that, you're going to have to do the hardest thing ever, which is you're going to have to step away from the fear that's now going to be coursing your veins. Because when you start to realize what you've done, everybody's going to feel that anxiety and fear. Keep yourself focused. This is a very real war. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that we come together. We pray for the hearing of the hard truths. Truth is not an easy thing to take in, but it is a freeing thing once we hear it and accept it. For those that are hearing these truths that have made the decision to walk away from you to take this injection, may they start to find solace in your love and the acceptance of Christ in their heart. May they return to you humbly. God, we know that you are a forgiving and loving God, but we also know that there is accountability in what we do. We pray for those that have made a poor decision or been deceived, to have allowed themselves to be led by fear and anxiety. We pray for their eyes to open. We pray for the opening of their heart. We pray for their ears to hear clearly. We pray that they can see the lanterns on the hill which you asked us to be as we hold this line to lead them back to you. And may they make that choice to return to you. And we say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. We have to get people to be aware that there is hope through faith. But there is no medical solution to this insanity that they've done. A It's going to be a rock. It's going to be an interesting rocky ride ahead for all of us. So keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil. Never relent. Always press into this fight. Do not take this vaccination. Encourage people to see the truth. If they refuse, pray for them. Hope that they have eyes to see and ears to hear. You can only offer an opportunity for people to see. If they refuse to see, it is their own choice, and you have to hold that line. Do not take the burden on of their dumb decisions. But this is a war, and unfortunately, in a war, there's casualties. And unfortunately, this war, the enemy's in the people's head. So they're making decisions using their own free will and turning themselves into casualties. It's a tough one. God will never forsake us. He'll never leave us. It's for that reason that decision or not to take the vax, as people return to him, there is grace, there is healing, but there's accountability in all of this. People have to accept what they've done. They can't just walk around thinking like, oh, I did it and that's all good. God's going to protect me. I don't know about that. I wouldn't bet my life on that. It's a big deal to make a decision to inject something in your body to take away fear. That's a fake salvation. It's a fake freedom feeling thing. And as we know, in the end, God always wins. Let's bring as many back to that victory party as we can. So see you this evening for Bards FM at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. Until then, or until the next time, God bless. And out for now.
We shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and the success of liberty.
Every thoughtful citizen who despairs of war and wishes to bring peace should begin by looking inward, by examining his own attitude towards the possibilities of peace. Too many of us think it is impossible. Too many think it is unreal. But that is a dangerous, defeatist belief. It leads to the conclusion that war is inevitable, that mankind is doomed, that we are gripped by forces we cannot control. We need not accept that view. Our problems are man-made, therefore they can be solved by man, and man can be as big as he wants. No problem of human destiny is beyond human beings. Man's reason and spirit have often solved the seemingly unsolvable, and we believe they can do it again. Surely the opening vistas of space promise high costs and hardships, as well as high reward. So it is not surprising that some would have us stay where we are a little longer, to rest, to wait. But this city of Houston, this state of Texas, this country of the United States was not built by those who waited and rested and wished to look behind them. This country was conquered by those who move forward, and so will space. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other thing, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept.
The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Oh, an old evil that has waited thousands of years to show its face. It has only one intent, to destroy God's light and to enslave. It has no scruples. It has no rules but one, to win at any cost. But we will never bow, for we are the remnant that will hold the line. This is war. We fight. We push. We climb. We never give in. We become the nightmare that evil didn't know could exist. We pray. We stand. We live by the words, "In God we trust." We fear nothing. We are the light that can never be extinguished. We are patriots. We are the digital army that will help deliver God's wrath.